If you haven't gone to the dessert table yet to get your dessert, please do so. And, yeah, don't take much. Donna wants to take the rest home. And I think I'll go ahead and start the message. This is not a big, heavy one. This is five thoughts that I had about thanksgiving, giving thanks to God. I realized that that's a good thing in and of itself, but it implied even more. In other words, being thankful to God implies certain things about God. So I've called it the theology of thanksgiving. 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Why? For he is good. That's who he is. "For his mercy," that's how he acts toward us, "endureth forever." And that would be enough, wouldn't it? So the importance of thanksgiving is shown us in the Bible. In Romans 1:21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and I think because of that, neither were thankful." If you don't recognize God, you don't thank him. And he says, "But they became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened." That's the path of being unthankful. Ephesians 5:20 says, "Giving thanks always," and then he says, "for all things unto God." Now, it's easy to give thanks for a wonderful meal, for good friends, for nice things, but all things includes the dark things, the sad things. And that means that we accept those things at his hand. We give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:16 says the same thing. "Be careful, be worried for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." And then 1 Thessalonians 5:18, here's the summary statement. "In everything give thanks." See, that means whether you find it pleasant, whether you find it unpleasant, give thanks in everything. "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." If you want to know the will of God, he says, "Learn to give thanks in everything." So, giving of thanks is not, first of all, an emotion, a feeling. It's like most of the things of God. First, it's an action of choice. You choose to give thanks, whether you feel it or not. But what happens is, when you choose to give thanks, you begin to feel thankful. It's the action, the choice, that develops the feeling. So why is this so important? What does it say about God when you give thanks to him about everything? Well, thanksgiving acknowledges God's goodness. You see? You say, "You are good, and I want to thank you for that." Psalm 119:68, "Thou art good and doest good." That summarizes the work of God. "Teach me thy statutes." James 1:17, and please don't underestimate this, he says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." If there is any good thing in your life, it has come from God. Good comes from God. He is good, and he does good. A second thing is that thanksgiving acknowledges God's control. When we thank him for things that are unpleasant we're saying, you brought this into my life. Remember Job? Yes. All those bad things that happened to him? Job 1, 20, 22. Then Job arose, rent his mantle, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and worshiped, and said, okay, I just lost everything. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return hither. I couldn't take it with me anyway. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. You see, he saw God in control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the narrator says, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, or attributed folly to God. He thought correctly, in other words. In Psalm 16, verse 6, the psalmist looks around and he says, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. He's thanking God for the way things turned out in his life. And that's because Isaiah 45, 7, God says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil or chaos. I, the Lord, do all these things. And so when we thank God even for difficult times, we're acknowledging that he's in control. A third thing is this. Thanksgiving acknowledges God's authority. He is the boss. Your attitude in this, when you thank him for it, says, I may not understand everything you're doing, but I submit to your wise and loving plan for me. You are putting me through something that will be good for me in the end. And I submit to that. You're acknowledging his authority. I added in pictures here to remind you of where we are. Yeah, there they go. The fourth one is this. Thanksgiving acknowledges God's sufficiency. Everything that we need. And you say, well, I didn't get everything I want. Well, that's not what I said. That he takes care of our needs. This is the grace of contentment. We need to learn contentment. Luke 3:14, the soldiers came to John the Baptist and they said, we want to repent. What should we do? How should we act in repentance? The soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, what shall we do? He said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. They were griping, weren't they? He says, learn to be content. Philippians 4:11, Paul talking about himself, he says, I'm glad you gave me that gift, but not that I speak in respect of want, of lack. For I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Do I have much? I'm content. Do I have little? That's enough. Contentment. 1 Timothy 6:8. Here's our challenge. Having food and raiment. This word raiment means covering. Could mean a roof over our head too, I think. Let us be therewith content. See, that's not a car, is it? Food and covering. He says, if I supply that, you should be content. Everything else is just luxury. Everything else is luxury. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation, let your manner of life be without covetousness. What's that? Wanting more, more, more. I want what you have. How come you have it and I don't? How come he has so many desserts and I can't have it? Covetousness, see. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. And then he reminds us of what we have. For he saith, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. What kind of people are we when we have God and we want more? And the last is number five, thanksgiving acknowledges God's grace. Because what did we deserve? We deserved hell. We deserved punishment. We deserved pain and suffering. But that's not what he gave us, you see. It acknowledges God's grace. What happens is that you recognize he's working in all things. Romans 8:28 says, God working all things according for your good. God is working all things for your good. And then you say, well, I had some things happen to me that wasn't good. Well, you didn't understand what good means. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That is the good, making you like Jesus Christ. May I say, Jesus Christ suffered in this life? Jesus Christ felt the rejection of his family? Jesus Christ saw the rejection by his own race of people, the Jews? He was hated for what he stood for. And God wants to form you into his image. Don't be surprised if he takes you through some valleys of the shadow of death. So imagine, and he says that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, that Christ will have many brethren. He wants us as his brethren. Imagine to be Christ's brother. That just sounds ridiculous, you know. To be the very brother of Christ, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren, to share in Christ's inheritance. Romans 8:17, if children, then heirs. You see, the inheritance comes because we're the children. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Galatians 4:7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, than an heir of God through Christ. Thank him for his grace. To share in Christ's acceptance, to be loved as Christ is loved. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Will God ever condemn his Son? And where are you? In Christ Jesus. You see? So as long as he accepts his Son, you are accepted. Ephesians 2:6 hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When you become a Christian, you are placed in Christ Jesus and are accepted by God as he is. And then to share in Christ's love. John 17:26, and I want you to notice the connection here. And I, Jesus, he's praying to God the Father. And I, Jesus, have declared unto them, these believers, thy, God the Father's name. I declared your name and will declare it. Why? That the love wherewith thou hast loved me, he says, may be in them. That's the thing about becoming sons of God. We are loved as Christ is loved. And I in them. Well, thanksgiving is a good idea at all times. Particularly on a day of thanksgiving, it is appropriate. And at a time when we as believers share in the joy and the bounty of God, it's a wonderful thing to see people gathered around the table, gathered around perhaps a turkey, and seeing the bounty that God has given us. When we do this, we acknowledge what kind of God we serve. Somebody said that a sad wife, smile for the people, is a constant rebuke to her husband.
Say that again.
A sad wife is a constant rebuke to her husband. You see? What does it say about a Christian that just mopes around? We're reflecting on who? Our Father, our husband, Jesus Christ. So it's an important thing for us to be the Thanksgiving people because it reflects on our God. Let's bow for prayer. Father, you share with us all these good things, and it does turn us to thee, remind us that you are the great God, the giver of all good gifts, that anything good we've ever received, we did not receive it because we deserve it, because you are merciful and gracious, and you give us according to your pleasure, not according to our deserving. Help us then to go forth this week filled with the ideas of what you have done for us and a heart full of the giving of thanks. And in the giving of the thanks, we will feel thankful. And that will be a joy to our hearts. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.